lesson this evening, you can see from the title, is Do Not Lie to One Another. There's not a problem that exists in the congregation for me to present this lesson. There's nothing that's obvious or just comes to light. It's just a topic, I guess we'll look at it that way. By definition, I have a little longer dictionary definition than you do, but falsehood, you're going to lie, or calculated to deceive, or to speak an untruth, or anything that gives or is meant to give or leave a false impression. Some big words I saw in the dictionary, I had to look these words up too. But prevaricate means to quibble or confuse the issue in order to evade the truth. Equivocate implies the deliberate use of ambiguity in order to mislead. Fabricate, well, that's the real invention of a false story with intent to deceive. And then a fib, some people say, oh, that's just, you're just misleading about something insignificant. Well, or it's just a euphemism for lie. But the scriptures abound with warnings concerning telling lies, or a few related words along with, as the song said, you know, sins of the tongue. But Psalm 63, the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Psalm 109, for the mouth of the wicked, the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They've spoken against me with a lying tongue. Proverbs 4, it says, put away from you a corrupt mouth. Perverse lips put far away from you. In Proverbs 6, it's verse 16, you're familiar with the list. Six things does the Lord hate. Seven are an abomination to him. He gives the list, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. Ephesians 4, verse 25, just says, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. Ephesians 4, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Even our courts of law, they want the truth to be spoken, and they recognize the value of telling the truth without deception, so they give this phrase, you know, do you promise to, there's three things, tell the truth, and then it adds the whole truth, and then nothing but the truth. Kind of like the mom had the two boys, and one of them comes running to mom and says, Johnny hit me. Well, that was probably the truth, because mom called Johnny over, and Johnny said, Johnny, did you hit your brother? And I said, yes, I hit him, but he hit me first. You didn't tell me that. You just said your brother hit you. Well, that was truth, but it wasn't the whole truth. So we can see, sometimes we can say the truth, but it's not the whole truth. And typically when we tell a half-truth, it's meant to deceive. I don't know the author of this poem, but says, when gossip starts to travel, people move about, a little tiny whisper becomes an ugly shout. A little word of kindness is twisted into scorn, and a little friendly meeting is all of its purpose shorn. So what makes the idle talker so anxious to be heard? Why must he be untruthful in his thoughtless spoken word? It causes so much heartache, causes many tears, adds discord to harmony, turns contempt to fears. This world would be much better if only age and youth would turn their backs on gossip and strive to tell the truth. Tell the truth. So we're going to look at just four things real quickly concerning a lie, and you can see them. Don't make a lie. Don't take a lie. Don't repeat a lie. Don't love a lie. Let's look at the first one. Don't make a lie. Easy. In other words, deceit, corruption, mischief, false witness, sow discord. Don't make a lie. Revelation 21:8. The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars in with that list shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Wow, all liars. Don't think I'll be labeled. Just told a little lie. Revelation 22, verse 15, for without, meaning outside the gate, are the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loves and makes a lie. Come put in your notes on where lies get started. We've all heard you can't tell just one. You'd have to tell another one to cover up the first one. But sometimes lies are gossip or whatever other related words you want to use. They come from people that are inadequately informed. You know, I sometimes try to humorously say, you know, what I don't know, I make up. But insufficient evidence, upset conclusions, careless listening. Sometimes it's just the desire to make something sound important. Some people are just unable to express facts correctly or properly. So if we're afraid to admit guilt, we want to cover it up. Or just we just want to be deceitful on purpose, from unnamed sources. Those who love to gossip or slander, kind of with the related words to lying, Psalm 12, verse 2, with flattering lips and a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off their flattering lips. Wow. You know, even our newspaper, you know, then page A2, they always just cut one out from a couple days ago. But on page A2, at the bottom corner, they even list the corrections that were in yesterday's paper. They recognize, look, we made a mistake here. Maybe not, not intentionally, but they just wrote something down that wasn't correct. Maybe the caption on the picture misidentified someone, but they'll make a little correction. So they didn't mean to. I remember when Christine and I were first married, I was washing dishes and had a little vase that was given to us as a wedding present from one of my college friends. And I was picking it up out of the sink and hit the faucet. Just a little bitty chip. Hardly, really couldn't notice it. So I quickly finished washing it and dried it and put it on the shelf and turned the chip to the back. And sure enough, it wasn't very long later, but that vase was being used again. Christine had washed it, and she noticed that chip. And a voice cried out in the wilderness, who chipped my vase? I'm the only one in the house. So I just said, would you repeat the question? I don't want to admit guilt. But sometimes lies or slanders or discord or mischief might begin by someone coming to us, and they might say, Brian, have you heard? Brian, I was told, it kind of takes the emphasis away from us, doesn't it, when we begin our sentence that way. Or someone might say, do you think this could be true? You know, about them. God, and someone will say to me, Brian, I wouldn't repeat this to anyone but you. Or they might begin by saying, you know, this isn't gossip. But, well, away they go. Or this is off the record. I like that. Off the record. Well, they asked me, can you keep a secret? You guys know that. I tell everything I know. The golden rule of the tongue is, if the lips would keep from slips, five things observe with care, of whom you speak, to whom you speak, and how and when and where. Someone said you don't have the right to say everything you have the right to say. I mean, just because it's true doesn't mean you have the right to say it. Oh, but it's true. Yeah, I know. But Paul said, finally, brethren, in Philippians 4, verse 8, brethren, whatsoever things are true, yeah, but he doesn't stop there. He said, but are they honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report? Is there any, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, think on these things. I've been in some situations where someone's giving someone else a lot of praise and boasting up a little bit, and then someone else in the circle of friends or so-called friends speaks up and says, oh, you wouldn't think so highly of them if you knew what they did 20 years ago. Wow. Even though they may have repented and prayed and they're forgiven, but some of them wonder, why are you bringing that up now after 20 years? Oh. I was just curious, have you heard that? Oh. Well, don't make a lie. Second one, don't take a lie. Jesus told his audience in Matthew 4, verse 24, take heed what you hear. Because of the false prophets. Remember, we have that little children's song, be careful little eyes what you see, and be careful little ears what you hear. Be careful little lips what you say, and be careful little hands what you do, and little feet where you go. And there's a Father up above looking down in tender love. So be careful little eyes, ears, lips, hands, feet, what you do. Number three is don't repeat a lie. Don't repeat a lie. Meaning those words that destroy, slander, or sow discord. In Matthew 12, verse 36, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. As long as you keep something locked up in your mind, really become a free person. You tell it and you're involved. But stores, as far as I know, don't sell lip locks. They may, but I just haven't seen them. I know I have to bite my lips sometimes. I know it's embarrassing to tell something that wasn't quite, or something that you learned a little bit later that it wasn't quite right. You have to back up. Leviticus 19, verse 16 says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. It's interesting, talebearers never tell anything about themselves. I have a tale to tell, but it's not about me. It's about my other member here. Yeah, we don't hear I have some self-gossip or self-slander. We really don't share our self-misbehavior. It's always what's going on in somebody else's life. Proverbs 11, verse 13 says, a talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. Doesn't need to be told. Proverbs 17, verse 9 says, he that repeats a matter separates friends. Bill Shakespeare said, William Shakespeare, better known as William Shakespeare, I call him Bill, that whoso steals my purse steals trash. But he that filches from me my good name robs me of that which does not enrich him, but it makes me poor. Saw them tearing a building down, a gang of workmen in a busy town. With a ho heave ho and a lusty yell, they slang a beam and the sidewall fell. So I asked the foreman, are these men skilled? The kind that you would hire if you were going to build? No, indeed, he said, unskilled labor is all I need. They can usually reckon a day or two what's taken builders a year to do. So I asked myself as I went away, what part in the game of life do I play? Can I lay each deed to a well-laid plan? Am I patiently doing the best I can? Or am I the wrecker who walks through the town content with the deed of tearing down? Someone said plastic surgery has done a lot for the human nose, but so far it's unable to keep it out of other people's business. Wouldn't this old world be better if the folks we meet would say, I know something good about you, and treat us just that way? Wouldn't it be fine and dandy if each hand clasp, warm and true, carried with it this assurance, I know something good about you? Wouldn't things be more pleasant if the good that's in us all were the only thing about us that folks bothered to recall? Wouldn't life be lots more happy if we praise the good we see? There's lots of goodness in the worst of you and me. Wouldn't it be nice to practice this fine way of thinking too? you know something good about me, and I know something good about you. James 4, verse 11 just says, speak not evil to one another. We've always heard that children's song, sticks and stones break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And although we recover from sticks and stones and bruises rather quickly, but it's the words. Oh, the words. The last one, I'll just repeat the verse that gives the phrase, do not love a lie. The last one. So number one, don't make a lie. Number two, don't take a lie. Number three, don't repeat a lie. Number four, don't love a lie. Or slander, or gossip, or discord, or mischief. Revelation 22, verse 15 again. For outside or without are the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, the idolaters, and whosoever loves a lie. Loves and makes a lie. Don't love a lie. Don't be so eager to hear the worst about people. So that's the lesson of the evening. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. If you're this evening and not a member of the New Testament church, or you haven't been baptized for remission of sin, you certainly have that opportunity every time we assemble. You have that opportunity every day. But while we're gathered here, we always extend this invitation because you may want to make that decision so that we can share with you in that joy of that decision. If you're not a member of the New Testament church, and we give this simple plan or formula, if you've heard the good news, the gospel message, and you believe it, that God so loved the world that He sent a Son, and you're willing to turn your life around and walk in a direction that's toward God, and you're willing to confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son, you be baptized for remission of sins, born again, and you rise to walk in newness of life, and then from that point on, then you begin to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If anyone here just wants to ask brethren for strength or encouragement or prayers for a safe journey, for a decision, whatever it is, you just need to let that be known. So let's stand together and sing the song that Dennis...